Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish up with Paul Watson being threatened with arrest for writing an article based on mainstream articles in England about the head of the National Blood Program saying, we don't want gay men who have been active in the last year, and it's a questionnaire they ask them, to give blood. Just like they ask you if you have blood diseases or if you're an intravenous drug user, and it's because you're at higher risk for HIV. It's not any attack on the people. It's that they didn't have those controls decades ago, and hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. alone, millions worldwide, got HIV from it. Even more got it from the prisons. Now, that's the historical fact. And people want to send us emails saying, you know, we'll never listen to you again, we're calling the police on you. Go ahead, be my guest. You think I'm trying to win a popularity contest here? I don't think about what I'm going to say and how it's going to affect people. I just say it. I never try anything. I just do it. I don't have time to sit here and mince words and think about what I'm going to say. Veritas is where it's at. The truth is where it's at. And it's incredible that in England, you know, we're saying, hey, we're not bashing you or saying you're bad. We're just saying we don't want you to be part of the blood supply. The government says that. You know, sensible people in the healthcare system. But if I wanted to come out and say it was bad and it was evil and it was immoral, shouldn't that be my right, whether you agree with it or disagree? No, you get arrested. How is that freedom? How have we turned into that, where you don't have free speech, where cops come and arrest you in England and Germany? It makes me want to fly over to England and just sit there and read a script saying people are bad just so I can get arrested to illustrate all this. You know, because it's wrong, folks. They want to take everybody's free speech on every issue. Free speech zones. I mean, even if I disagree with protesting Bush, which I don't disagree with it, I agree with it, why do people get arrested everywhere, coast to coast, without having, you know, the DNC this year, they say no protesting in the city without a permit, and they're only giving two groups permits. You don't need a permit. A permit, a license, is an authorization to do something that is illegal. The federal courts have ruled that driving is a right. Travel is a right. But then they use tricks of taxes on big trucks in the 30s to say they're destroying the road. Shouldn't they have to pay for a competency test, which made sense. Road to hell is paved with good intentions. And pay for the roads, a tax. Commerce is not a privilege on interstate highways. And then they train, and now they're telling you the Second Amendment is a privilege. And people believe it. It is not a privilege. It is a right. They're now saying, Chertoff saying your fingerprints aren't private, aren't your property. They're now going to take everybody's DNA. You see, it's just criminality by government. And they're now in this country. I've seen articles where people are arrested. A black guy in front of thousands of witnesses beat up a white camera woman. That was in Idaho. The husband jumped over the fence, and the newspaper admitted the black guy called him white names. He called him the N-word back, and the police arrested him, saying, well, you're allowed to call... This is in the news. You're allowed to call whites names, but not blacks. The point is, they want to use cases like that to ban free speech and then take everybody's free speech. Shame on everyone that's for free speech zones or anything. This is how you destroy a free country. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now, you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everything we go through as a society is basic dog training. They incrementally train you how to give up more and more liberties, more and more freedoms. The average person doesn't understand even the basics of law, common law, Anglo-Saxon common law, Mosaic common law, the Roman civil law. They have no idea. And so they're like lambs to the slaughter with this corrupt system. Okay, here is some of the news that I'm going to be covering after we take some phone calls. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to start taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers go to the head of the line. People that disagree with me trump first-time callers and go to the very head of the line, but everyone is always welcome at 1-800-259-9231. Here is the stack of news I have today. Feds to collect DNA from every person they arrest. FBI email says Bush signed executive order authorizing torture. Of course they ordered it. Chertoff says fingerprints aren't personal data. Cell phone cover-up, is your brain at risk? I'm going to spend some time on that today. More airports to use whole-body imaging machines. Total naked scan of your body in the government file. More concerns raised about D.C. surveillance network plan. World Bank tackles food emergency. I never got to this last Sunday, It's been out since Sunday, but Walmart to film gun sales and bid to fight crime. But then you read the article and it admits it's part of a corporate database. They're already using these corporate databases to track most gun sales. So we're going to go over how you're really being registered so they know where to come pick them up. But first, this. Remember that 2 years ago, this network, the Genesis Network, Butch Paul, and then myself, we broke it in text. We got the secret documents from two different pastors in Ohio and Pennsylvania, prominent pastors in their towns, who were recruited by Homeland Security. And when they were first approached, it was, we need your help in disasters. And pastors have always been involved in that. And they said, absolutely. You mean blankets and using the church sanctuary? And they said, no. This is basically a psych warfare system. We're going to be hit by terrorists. We're going to need to break the families up. We're going to need to forcibly inoculate people, confiscate guns. They even gave them what they were supposed to preach. I was given hundreds of pages of documents. We scanned those in, put them up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com a year and a half ago. Paul Watson did articles about it. Then, more than a year later, national news, local news did different reports on it about clergy response teams. They now number 26,000. The first wave was 13,000. The next wave was 26,000 in 2007. They plan to double that number in 2008. What's 2 times 26,000? That's a lot of people, my friends. That is a lot of people. They already have close to 500,000 truck drivers trained in tattletaling and spying. The teachers, students, I have this in Road to Tyranny, made 6.5 years ago, where it shows in Austin. They give them $200 credit cards, turning in mothers and fathers, they get $200. Other students, $100. It's put on the card. They can use it however they wish. And it says, report your parents, reports what's at home. I mean, this is total East Germany. The country's gone. They ask, what's in the medicine cabinet? All of it. I mean, we're so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. Camps are built. Now, when you've got 50-plus thousand preachers to be fully trained this year, it's 26,000 last year, they exponentially double it. 50-plus thousand this year. And I'm talking to Austinites. I'm getting newsletters sent to me. People are calling me. I'm getting emails. All the big mega churches where I live, churches in San Antonio, we're finding the clips. I don't have the staff, the people to cover all this. When you hear at your church, they're going to have, quote, how to deal with emergencies, how the Lord can help you during disasters. It sounds reasonable, or during hard times. Go with your camera, act normal, don't say anything, because they're now agents of the government. They'll tell you turn it off, unless you act real stupid and say, oh, I just want to share this with my rest of my family, Pastor. And you're not lying there. You do plan to share it and act stupid, and he'll be on a little power trip, little Mason up there, and you just videotape it. I need your help. Now, it's all over TV. On the TV, preachers are all saying it, and people are putting together compilations of these. It's all the same words, and they say, being a slave is good. It is of the Lord. Now, if you're not a Christian, this should concern you that the government's trying to create a religious cult. Turn it into a cult. And that's what this faith-based initiative is about. You heard about Bush with $10 billion a year to pastors. You thought, oh, that was, and he went ahead and did it by executive order, even though he couldn't pass it through Congress. Well, that's how they're paying it. It's the faith-based community outreach. And you know, the cover is, well, if a tornado comes, you know, the church helps. That's not what it is now. In fact, they started it decades ago legitimately. Now they're converting it over. Now, it sounded legitimate before, but it actually gave them federal control over the churches when they did things that sounded reasonable. Now they're doing this, and the documents are there. I mean, let them take your children. Let them forcibly inoculate you. Put the men and women in certain areas. Break them up. Put you behind bars. Put you behind fences. Turn your guns in. And all over the nation, they're now doing it. We're seeing them. And they have tens of millions of people under their control that do exactly what they say. I mean, it shows the crowds of preachers, the people watching these preachers, they got glassy eyes. They look like somebody out of Jim Jones' cult or out of Heaven's Gate. or, you know, even out of Waco. I mean, I never said I agreed with those the folks. They were pretty kooky, but a lot of them were actually nice people individually and didn't deserve to be killed by the Delta Force, is my point. But it is like a glassy-eyed, cultish, you know, type behavior. And, I mean, they're just eating it up. Now, Hitler was not of God. Let's look at this from a religious perspective. Hitler was evil. Stalin was evil. When the Antichrist comes, you're not supposed to follow him in the Bible. It's false authority, you're to fight it. The whole Bible is about the prophets being killed in the Old and New Testament for not following the orders of Pharaoh, not following the orders of Caesar, not following the orders of the Babylonians, being thrown into the fiery furnace, being thrown into the pit with lions. 11 of the 12 disciples were killed. Jesus was killed. He did not submit. He said, I disagree with the Jewish government, with Herod, and with the Pharisees, and with the Roman government. Paul later said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Jesus said, render unto Caesar, when they were trying to set him up and kill him. But he said, the things that are the Lord's, the Lord. And then you read the rest of the chapter, it's about standing up against corrupt government. It was Hitler's favorite passage. Stalin used it as well. The communist Chinese used it on Chinese Christians, then killed them later. You have a right to defend yourself, a right to defend your people, a right to fight evil. And when you hear this type of stuff, it is just so amazing because we are a Christian nation. Most people that listen to the show are Christians. They're good people, not these fake televangelists who have got, you know, $9 million houses on lakes in Dallas and Minnesota and who go down and suck money off the poor third world people and they're tax exempt. And so they want to stay in good with the government. Pat Robertson, when they said jump one time, didn't say how high, and they took a bunch of his TV stations. So they also get paid, and they're part of InfraGuard with the executives. There's 23,000 of those, not just the 26,000 preachers. So this is, now there's some pauses in this where they show text and documents and executive orders, and when I hear pauses, I'll comment, but here it is. We'll play part of it, come back and play the rest.
My friends, you are free. You are free to respect and appreciate the authority of the government that God gives to you. Honor the king.
Ever become a reality in America? NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
What's the very first word at verse 13? How many of you love to submit?
Your vision doesn't go on the altar. We go on the altar. Because it's the carriers of the vision that will determine how the vision will go.
The way political talk comes out of your mouth, the way you talk even about a president whom you don't respect, that kind of talk should not be coming out of Christians' mouths. Honor the king. Even bad governments do God's work by keeping even a semblance of order in the streets.
Regardless of when the Marines made their request to train downtown,
I said, this is not a good idea.
Finkbeiner cited public safety as the main reason the 1st Battalion 24th Marines from Grand Rapids, Michigan couldn't train downtown.
You want to talk about a potential for panic?
He says the Marines' plan wasn't well thought out, but he offered to have them train at Jones Junior High School or the Northtown Mall.
The primary thing that we say to anybody is let's go out there and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Dealing with other Christians who have conscience hang-ups with things that really aren't important, but they're hung up over it, I'm free to give up some of my freedom.
You know what? The Lord God has declared you to be free. You're free from the guilt of your sin, and you've been set free from its power as well. But you know what? Sometimes Christians, just like people in the rest of America, are much more into my rights than into the responsibilities that go with those rights. The Lord has a different way of looking at it. He says you're free. He has declared you to be free, but free to serve other people, free even to yield some of that freedom.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
We'll be right back with this blasphemy and these devil worshippers. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on.
So,
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 90.
First they train you that there's going to be a rapture and you don't have to worry about corrupt government or tyranny because everything's fine and you're going to be beamed straight up to heaven. And they teach you in these churches, lay down to corruption, don't fight back. Don't be involved in government. We've got the different sermons these people give. Just feel good. Just make money. Don't worry about the poor. Just worry about yourself. Just make lots of money. And then they tell them, oh, just do whatever government says. All authority is of God. The whole Bible's about how the devil runs the powers that be and runs the high governments, and that there's wickedness in high places and you're to resist it. And wicked governments need to be overthrown, and rebellions, and Moses and the founding fathers to King George III use the Bible to really get the war going. They called it the Black Brigade because the pastors wore black. That was the old-fashioned garb of a preacher, didn't matter what denomination. And they got up there and they preached and they spoke and they said, you know, it's your right to stand up against this tyranny and this oppressor. So see, the founding fathers were bad. They didn't submit to the king. We were bad to fight Hitler. All authority comes from God. This is so sick. And I've had cops before start spouting this off to me. It's of the Lord to do what I say. It's of the Lord. I'm the Lord. Very sick, very cultic. Let's go back to these preachers.
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I come to you today, my dear friends. Let's have a little civics lesson. There's all this talk about rights, but unfortunately what is missing in this discussion is I fear we are never going to have a twin document to go along with the Bill of Rights. God says, I have set you free, but sometimes it's appropriate for you to give up some of that freedom. So I'm free, but the Bible says I'm free to make myself a sacrifice. Paul said it in the bluntest words, I'm free to make myself a slave so that I might by all means...
Stop right there. That was a slave to the will of God, but they're making the state God. This is such, it's 180 degrees from the Bible. Continue.
Do whatever it takes to change myself and my style of communication. We're free from the terror of our mortality. The early Christians were starting to get the reputation of being bad citizens. It's one
now, listen
thing
to this. Listen to this. He's, now, back it up a little bit. He's saying early Christians were bad. The saints were bad. Again, even if you don't believe in Christianity, the main tenet is you have these saints, the early Christians, who were killed. In fact, 11 of the 12 disciples, a bunch of them after that, they wouldn't worship the idols. But notice he says, oh, well, that was okay, but they also wouldn't do these other things. See, he's having to attack the main doctrine of the Bible. Oh, the early Christians, they didn't know what the Bible said. They didn't know what the New Testament said. They'd just written it. They were bad. I mean, now this devil is going directly against the Bible, and this is taught by the feds. This guy's definitely on the payroll everywhere. Continue, please.
Change myself and my style of communication. We're free from the terror of our mortality. The early Christians were starting to get the reputation of being bad citizens. It's one thing to refuse to offer a sacrifice at a heathen altar, but the Christians were refusing to pay taxes and refusing to serve in the armed forces.
Oh.
They were so publicly bad-mouthing the emperor that they were being perceived as being socially dangerous.
Stop! And by them rebelling and doing that, they were persecuted and they persevered and were stoic. That's where the term stoic comes from, is Christians being burned and being silent as they were murdered, burned at the stake. That then the emperor adopted Christianity, and that's the basis of all modern civilization. So, oh my gosh, the founders of Christianity, they're so bad, they're so evil. Back to it.
Socially dangerous, and God wanted them to have nothing to do with that kind of attitude.
Back this traitor up. Back it up. God wanted nothing to do with these traitors. These were bad people. The Romans did a good job. I mean, this is the crap. It's just like the Statesman on the cover with a picture of a burning constitution with the headline, Everything Must Go, with the nephew of President LBJ, I forgot that part, top globalist planner, Philip Bobbitt, saying, get rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution, get rid of the country, get rid of everything. I mean, they just, preachers, Christians are bad. They didn't submit to, oh my gosh, the Bill of Rights is bad. I mean, they are out in the open, and the public's so mindless they're buying it. I'm going to finish up with this clip. Take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. A ton of other news we haven't even gotten to, but this is what the government, through the preachers, is preaching. You see, they are really making their move. It's really happening.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Can you believe that the government is secretly recruiting the preachers? They're engaging in intelligence operations and in propaganda operations domestically inside the United States.
I can plow a field.
It's all illegal.
I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
They got Pentagon spying on the American people. They have the military going to every major peace group and spying on them, and it's admitted that it's illegal, but they don't care. It's illegal that they've got scanning cameras reading all your license plates and tracking where you go, but they do it. The government is lawless, and then they get these sick preachers. There's three of them on this video, interspersed with news clips, but they're all over, just in sicky little soft voices, little comfortable pimps of corruption. And it's so good to be a slave and submit to the government. All government is of the Lord. Really, how do you get one government against another government? I mean, it's just total evil. Let's play the rest of this guy.
We're free from the terror of our mortality. The early Christians were starting to get the reputation of being bad citizens. It's one thing to refuse to offer a sacrifice at a heathen altar, but the Christians were refusing to pay taxes and refusing to serve in the armed forces. They were so publicly bad-mouthing the emperor that they were being perceived as being socially dangerous, and God wanted them to have nothing to do with that kind of attitude. I want you to be the best citizens. When you say, it's my faith that drives me to do this for you, you'll make me look good. That way we'll silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Jesus submitted to the death sentence that came from the governor Pontius Pilate, because if the Christians were setting off movements and rebellions of disrespect...
Stop right there. Christ went in and whipped the Pharisees and Sadducees with a whip and overturned tables and physically assaulted the bankers. And he refused to submit to them and to say that he wasn't the Son of God. And so he refused to submit, and so he was killed. But, I mean, when you got Pastor Hagee saying Jesus isn't the Messiah, what do you expect from these devils? They're on government payroll. Basic tenets of Christianity, they don't just say they don't exist, they say they're bad. Keep playing the slime ball.
...of cooperation in their societies. The name of God would look bad. The authority that God had set up would collapse and crumble, and the law of the jungle would take over.
A new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
And the last three words, honor the king. And the way you talk about your government, it's so easy to complain, isn't it? It is so easy to criticize. It is so easy to find fault.
It's our stopping honor to rewind this enemy. Folks, bottom line, this guy's on the payroll. There's no doubt of it. And remember, there will be 52,000 of them this year. There's 26,000 as of last year, preachers. 26,000 in every community. They've got scores of these people, and they're telling them guns are evil. Hand your guns in. Now mainline Baptist churches are saying turn your guns in. Don't criticize the government. Submit to them. It's of the Lord. They say it's of the Lord in Israel that Christianity's banned, and that if you preach in Israel, you get arrested. They say it's of the Lord. Not having free speech is of the Lord. I mean, this guy is so sick. Go back to him.
And the last three words, honor the king. And the way you talk about your government, it's so easy to complain, isn't it? It is so easy to criticize. It is so easy to find fault. Honor the king. Do it anyway, whether the king deserves it or not. My friends, you are free. You are free to respect and appreciate the authority of the government that God gives to you. Honor the king.
To order a video or audio copy of today's message, I'm free to submit to authority, visit our website or call 1-800-661-3311.
I'm free to make myself a slave.
The president's directives in the event of a national emergency.
There is a chance for the president of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
I think this is the most broad definition of emergency powers I've ever seen a president award to themselves, and the directives have no indication that to get these powers, the president has to go to Congress. It looks, from the language, as if the president, on his own declaration, President Bush could just say, well, we have an emergency, and there's some very broad definitions of emergency in the Security and Prosperity Partnership working groups.
To have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan to provide for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us.
Peter writes to say, don't be afraid to do this. It's part of the plan.
Trust us? Maybe the plan just really doesn't exist, and that's why they won't show it to us. I don't know. Or maybe there's something there that's outrageous.
Even saying obedient, some of you are like, what does that mean in Greek? It certainly can't mean shut up and do what you're told. That's what it means. Because we're blind to our own blindness and we're foolish to our own folly. And if someone loves God and loves us and speaks to us, we should obey. We should listen. We should consider.
Were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area. So may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage.
This is a place where we're going to use the plastic handcuffs. Again, you see them right here in the soldiers' hands. This is where people are restrained, identified as possible terrorists. This is our site that we've been warned away from by the people operating this. They don't want us to see people restrained in handcuffs. This is something that they don't want us to be able to video.
All authority is an extension of God's authority.
And it continues, but we're not going to play it. You can see the rest of it up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo's got it up there as one of the top stories. The moving tiles, there's pictures that change every second or two up there, and it's one of those if you want to watch the video of it. Congressman and Jerome Corsi on C-SPAN and others talking about it. In our form of government, which is the authority, absolutely by God, must follow it. The government shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But they do. And that earlier government said, don't trust the government. Stand up against corrupt man. Don't go along with it. But not now, because the government came in with written sermons and talking points and paid 26,000 preachers and growing to go out. I mean, you realize the magnitude of that? And they teach them, get ready for martial law, get ready to hand your guns in. But you're really going to see the propaganda once the disaster happens, and these guys come out of the woodwork telling you to submit. Just like in the movie Red Dawn, it's the local preacher and the mayor working for the Soviets. It's disgusting. It's 180 degrees from a free society. It's what the Russians, the Nazis, and the Chinese communists did. Oh, they have churches over there. They had churches during communism. It was state-controlled, state-run, preaching Romans 13. And then that part about honor the king, that's out of the Old Testament with if you've got a good king and you're at war and he follows the rules and follows the Torah at the time, then you've got to honor the king. So they take all this stuff out of context. They completely scram and they say all authority. Well, authority grows out of the barrel of a gun. So if I go rob a bank and stick a gun to a bank teller's head, should the police just leave me alone because I have authority? This is what they're teaching nationwide. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm going to do it now. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm going to try not to get too far off point. I got a few questions I wanted to ask. First, there's a saying I heard a long time ago. It says the half the hell is going to be paved with ministers' bones, but the all of this stuff, the scriptures always, they talk about this stuff happening, the evil's going to become exceedingly more evil. But anyway.
Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
Absolutely. He knows the word of God and uses it to his advantage. But my one, I was on hold for like 2 hours on Monday, and that's okay. I'm a dedicated listener. I'm not mad at all. I just had a question for you.
Well, hold on. We just opened the phones up 30 minutes ago.
No, I'm on Monday.
No, I know. We opened the phones up, but okay.
Okay, but anyway, it's no big deal.
But it's no big deal, but you just brought it up.
Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No, I don't care, but let's just be honest. You didn't like it.
Well, it's okay.
No, it's not okay, and that's why I try to not even open the phones up now until I'm going to go to your calls.
Okay.
Because it also costs Ted Anderson money, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll try not to do that then anymore. It was a comment that you were making about the Marines, and I might have came in a little bit late, and you were saying something about thank a Marine, and you were pretty upset about it. I correspond with some Marines over in Iraq, and I watched the Iraqi war veterans on Google speak out, and I hope that I don't believe that you were lumping all Marines in the same mold, because some of these guys over there, they're indoctrinated.
No, you missed what I was saying. I said 70%+ of the military wants to come home. Most of the people I talk to in the Marines are good people.
Thank you.
There's a guy whose handle is Thank a Marine. So you must have missed that part. And he was basically saying the government does no wrong, is perfect, and I'm a liar, and pedophiles don't run the Department of Families in Florida, when it's been all over the news in three separate waves that the top guys have all been convicted pedophiles. And I was saying that guy calling me a liar is a liar. And I said, I do thank Marines for kicking the butt of Mexico. You know, that's in their battle hymn, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. But I said, I do not thank the Marines when they become instruments of gun confiscation and tyranny. You see, Marines owe their allegiance to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the first history of U.S. Marines, when we kicked the British's butts with John Paul Jones. Okay? So I'm talking about history and who they are, not worshiping George Bush. Now do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree, because these guys, I'm corresponding with these guys, and they don't even know, they don't even know why they're over there. And it's, I just watched Iraq for Sale. And these guys don't know what's going on. They don't know they're being...
Yeah, they're only there to stand there to keep the fighting going so the black ops can dump money into a black hole.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
At about $600 billion a year.
And my point I would like to make real quick is that the Iraq veterans that are listening to you and people like you, I hope that they come home and they get their arms and they become the army that is going to stand up to the new world.
Well, that's why they're going to give them, most of them, PTSD on paper and take their guns, and that's the Veterans Disarmament Act of last year that Bush signed. Thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Joel so folks don't have to hold. Joel, you're calling from Texas.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk to you about a couple things here. First, I was on another radio station the other day. They had a call, and it was a national thing, and some guy professing, what, IRS and pay your taxes and making it into this fun thing, and then he took calls for a second, and I actually called in and got in almost immediately, and then went through the spiel, and he had no idea about the Federal Reserve
I'm sure he knew it was private, but I bet he said you were wrong, didn't he?
He actually didn't, and one of the other guys on there, after I got off, I talked for about a few minutes. He was like, yeah, that call was really informed and intelligent caller, and he's right about a lot of this stuff. And then they went on to talk about it, but it was funny how they were dressing it up at first. But anyways, I told them that if they wanted to, that I encouraged everybody to research it more. I plugged InfoWars, for them to check out any of the information to go on from there and everything.
Well, that's why we're reaching people, Joel. That's why we're having an effect, because the people like you, and I'm surprised that they then got honest when you gave them facts. I mean, I'm so used to them just flat out lying.
Right. Well, I think this guy, honestly, I think he's probably looked at your website or this information before. The other guy, the co-host who was on with him, because he almost came on board with what I was saying in the whole subject matter got a little bit sidetracked for a little
while. Well, plug the show. Plug the show back. What's the name of it?
I popped in my car and just was randomly flipping through radio station, and they were talking about the IRS, and so I stopped for a second, but I didn't pay attention to the show or, you know, what station it was on. But
gotcha.
The other thing, you know, I was just looking at this, the Rothschild taking over, like, the India and African agriculture, and then moving to monopolize the European farmers and stuff, and then now you're seeing in the news that they're coming out and saying, oh, there's a huge food shortage, and the prices are going to go up with that,
Tell you what, stay there. Let's talk about the food price story on the other side, Joel. I'll let you finish up. Appreciate you calling. Then Jim, Michael, AJ, and others. There's a ton of other news, audio clips, things I haven't gotten to. Believe me, this is vital info. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. We're issuing an extreme red alert about the worldwide food emergency. You're going to want to listen to the Alex Jones Show Friday, April 18th. He and I will discuss the American famine between 12:30 and 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The UN World Food Program is going to spend $1 billion on food for starving nations. In a worldwide famine, where are they going to get that much food? President Bush just sent $200 million to the program. If you think U.S. food shortage prices are high now, wait until there's no food to buy. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 Central Standard Time. The American famine. Your food is being sold, and no amount of money will buy food when it's all gone. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You listen, then you decide what you have to do. This notice is on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Thanks.
Nobody said these guys weren't bold. Openly calling for world government, openly calling for burning the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence on the cover of newspapers and magazines, writing memos saying they can torture children. But I'll tell you right now, we're bold too. And we're fighting back in a big way together. I threw it out the windows, came along. That's right. We've just committed. World Bank tackles food emergency, BBC. The World Bank has announced emergency measures to tackle rising food prices around the world. Remember how they're calling for all these world taxes and a world greenhouse tax, carbon tax, to, quote, fight global hunger? But when you read State Department Memorandum 200 and Club of Rome documents and World Bank and IMF documents, they're all up on the website. Just type World Bank documents consume Argentina into Google. It'll pop up where they artificially try to drive up food prices, where they want to starve populations. And then they come out and say to a population that doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, hey, we need more global taxes and more funds to help the people. And then when they do ship them food, it's, oh, your government's got to nationalize all these farms and give them to this big agri company. And then we'll ship you in some GMO food so you don't starve to death. And the United States, reportedly back in the 60s, could feed the whole world four times over. Oh, but now you know the U.S. can't feed itself with what it produces? Globalism. Monopolyism. It is a system of creating monopolies to destroy markets so they control them. We'll talk more about this, but going back to Joel in Texas, finish up your points.
Yeah, I just researched, you know, that I had this article. It's a great article on Rothschild basically coming in and taking over all agriculture, trying to go worldwide, basically take over every market. And I'm sure, probably, I'm speculating that they probably own a good portion of America
already.
But
shouldn't you just submit? I mean, that's of the Lord.
No, I'm not. I mean, this is the other thing is that...
No, hold on. Rothschild has authority, and all authority is from God, so you shouldn't even grow a garden if they don't want you to.
Yeah,
oh,
well, you know,
the Lord.
You talk about the Bible and everything that it says in there also, and the Lord also talks about being cautious, and basically that many people are going to come and claim to be, you know, him and following his word, and that, you know, we're supposed to discern for ourselves.
No, you're not supposed to think you heard those preachers. Do what the government says.
Right.
What article is this about? I mean, I know the Rothschilds are big in agriculture. I know they dominate it in France. And I mean, here's an example. They sell Roundup spray to the third world on average for about 10% to 20%, depending on which country, what they sell to the U.S., just like the rest of the world gets drugs at maybe 20, 30%, depending on the country. Some places even lower than we get drugs. It's about destroying us, okay?
Yeah.
Bottom line, but what article is this?
I'll send it to you. I don't have it on me right now. I'll send it to y'all's email there. But
well, Rothschild is of the Lord.
Yeah,
thank you for the call. Thank you. He's of the Lord. Hitler is of the Lord. Stalin is of the Lord. Jim Jones is of the Lord. All authorities of God. Worship your preacher. Worship the government. Hand in your guns. Everything's fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.